Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
30 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Friday morning, 76 degrees. A final vote tally is in for the Sedgwick County primary from last week.
The election board counted hundreds of mail-in ballots, as well as 164 provisional ballots. When the count was concluded, the Wichita mayor's race remained unchanged. The November voters will choose between incumbent mayor Jeff Longwell and former state representative Brandon Whipple. The election will take place November 5th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new Fox poll compares leading Democrats and President Trump.
The Fox News poll found four Democratic candidates beating President Trump in a presidential preference question. Former Vice President Joe Biden beats President Trump by 12 points, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by 9, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren by 7 points, and California Senator Kamala Harris wins by 6. And while Sanders seems more favorable than Warren in that question, that's not what another segment of the Fox poll shows. Among Democratic primary voters, former Vice President Joe Biden still leads the pack with 31%, but the number two spot now goes to Elizabeth Warren, who comes in with 20% support, followed by Sanders with 10%. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man has been found guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the death of a woman who was his son's mother. Bradley Awe has been charged with second-degree murder in the death in May of 2018 of 26-year-old Sierra Craft McGee in Wellington. A Sumner County judge found Awe guilty of the lesser charge.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell says the water rebate program still has about $49,000 in funds available to residents to help conserve water.
You can purchase appliances like low-flow toilets. You can purchase appliances like washing machines that use less water. We have a variety of ways that you can save. You can put sensors on your water system.
For more information on the water rebate program, go to the website savewichitawater.com.
One 2020 Democrat candidate returns to the campaign, another drops out.
Former Congressman Beto O'Rourke renewed his presidential campaign and directly took on President Trump nearly 2 weeks after a mass shooting in his hometown of El Paso.
That person who has caused this pain and placed this country in this moment of peril.
O'Rourke has rejected calls to run for the Senate. It's a decision former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says he's now thinking about after announcing the end of his presidential campaign.
I will never stop believing that America can only move forward when we work together.
Hickenlooper trailed far behind Democratic frontrunners 6 months before the Iowa caucuses. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's a warm start to the day in Wichita, and we will heat up again this afternoon. Sunny and 97 for the high later on today. Thunderstorm chances increase after midnight, our low 73, and a few morning storms on Saturday, then breezy and 94, 97 Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees, southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 8:34, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and that means it's time for entertainment news and the blur with Ted Woodward.
That's right, Toy Story 4 crossing the $1 billion mark, and that makes history for Disney.
They did stick a Forky in it.
I want you to meet Forky!
But it's still not done. Toy Story 4 has crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office. The fourth film in the animated franchise has not only become the fourth Pixar film ever to join the elusive club, it's also the fifth Disney-produced film to have grossed $1 billion this year. In 2019, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aladdin, and The Lion King have all made over $1 billion. The $200 million sequel, starring Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, earned $421 million in North America and nearly $580 million overseas. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
David Schwimmer's doppelganger apparently could use a friend.
A wannabe Ross won't find Joey or Chandler where he's going. A judge in England sentencing a man who strongly resembles the Friends star to 9 months in jail for theft and fraud. Authorities say Abdullah Husseini stole a customer's bank card at a restaurant and used it to make purchases at nearby stores. Police nabbing the 36-year-old after a security photo of him holding a crate of beer in a supermarket went viral. Schwimmer playfully cleared his name, tweeting a video of him running through a convenience store with a crate of beer before looking at a security camera. The actor writing, "Officers, I swear it wasn't me." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Looks like Amazon is getting into comedy for the first time.
Jim Gaffigan's Quality Time becomes the first ever stand-up special on Amazon Prime. The special, which is available to stream starting today, was recorded live at the Stage Theater in Minneapolis in March and is directed by his wife, writer, producer, and actress Jeannie Gaffigan.
Turns out I couldn't run the New York City Marathon because I didn't want to. Which is the main reason I don't do a lot of things. It's like, hey, Jim, why don't you come to my birthday party? I don't want to.
In the special, Gaffigan, known as the Clean Comedian, covers topics as mundane as how we talk to our friends and family, to health issues, to horses. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
Speaking of Jim Gaffigan, he's in town tonight, in Trust Bank Arena.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Maybe Jim is at his hotel room right now, listening to Steve and Ted morning here on the Blur.
Yeah. Yeah. Shaving right now.
Yeah. Well, he's got a beard. Maybe he's not shaving.
Oh, but he's not shaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there you go. Well, it'll be fun tonight at Intrust Bank Arena. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, welcome to town, Jim.
Let's take a look at a new movie, some music from The Boss.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Vivek Kalra, who leads the new musical movie Blinded by the Light. Set to a soundtrack of Bruce Springsteen music, the film tells of a British-Pakistani teen in 1987 who finds inspiration in Bruce's tunes. Taking on the role meant lots of musical homework.
Was homework. I hadn't listened to any Bruce beforehand. I've been saying that I thought that...
Oh, this is Hotel California.
I thought that Hotel California was a Springsteen song. I've been told many a time that it's not.
As for any favourites...
It's Growing Up on Greetings from Asprey. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the film, but, like, sort of perfectly summarises it for me.
The story is based on the memoir by Safraz Manzoor, and Vivek shares a big question he had for the man he's portraying on screen.
The main one I had was how he sung the songs... whether it was in, like, an American accent, a British accent. I remember you said, like, a mix of both.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a sort of key thing, because I didn't want to sing as I would sing. I wanted to sing, like, as his character and as his person.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
We'll take a look, of course, heading into the weekend. Let's find out what's new in theaters.
Fox on film.
I'm Michelle Foligno. The Flightless Birds are back for the Angry Birds movie 2, as the Red Birds have to join forces with the scheming Green Pigs to take on a new enemy. In The Good Boys, 3 6th grade boys ditch school and embark on an epic journey while carrying accidentally stolen drugs and being hunted by teenage girls. And 47 meters down, Uncaged, 14 girls diving in a ruined underwater city quickly learn they've entered the territory of the deadliest shark species in a claustrophobic labyrinth of submerged caves. In Blinded by the Light, it's 1987 in Margaret Thatcher's Britain, and a Pakistani teen learns to live life and understand his family and his own voice through the music of Bruce Springsteen.
I have concocted a plan.
And Where'd You Go, Bernadette, a loving mom played by Cate Blanchett, disappears much to her family's dismay, but that catapults the family on an epic adventure that jumpstarts her life and theirs. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Here during the last few days, we are marking the 50th anniversary of the three-day music festival Woodstock.
Many still consider the grassy festival field, now owned by the Bethel Center for the Arts in Bethel, New York, hallowed ground for the music and memories made here 50 years ago this week. Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, the Grateful Dead, and so many others filled the field's natural amphitheater with the sounds of the time, along with their message of peace and love that defined an era. 33 performers took the stage for over 4 days in what eventually ended up becoming a free concert when organizers could no longer contain the crowds. This golden anniversary being marked by the Bethel Wood Center for the Arts will celebrate with performances by Ringo Starr, Santana, the Doobie Brothers, and John Fogerty this weekend. In Bethel, New York, Laura Engel, Fox News.
Hey, we have a Batman villain birthday today.
All right.
Catwoman.
Ooh.
Actress Julie Newmar is 86 years old today. So happy birthday to
Catwoman.
Julie Newmar, Catwoman.
This is my night to howl, Batman. Because tonight you are the mice and I am the cat. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
So many puns.
The great Julie Newmar. She's having a birthday. She is 86 years old today. Today we do mark the passing of actress Amanda Blake.
Oh, yeah.
Died 30 years ago on this day, best known as Miss Kitty on Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Amanda Blake, she died of cancer. She was only 60 years old.
Wow.
That was 30 years ago. Amanda Blake from Gunsmoke.
Would you mind getting that wagon out of the way? I've got a wounded man inside.
Look at there. A woman driving a stagecoach.
Will you help me, please?
We'll do what we can, miss. A wounded man, you say?
There was a holdup.
Come and look for yourself.
Two men. They killed the driver. I gotta get him to a doctor. He's dying.
Ain't every day you hear that kind of news.
We could have been all fishing someplace and missed all this.
What kind of people are you?
Love that show.
Miss Kitty wasn't getting a lot of help from those guys.
She owned the Long Branch. She was the owner.
Small
business person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in Dodge City in the day.
Yeah.
Amanda Blake died 30 years ago on this day. All right, let's hit the late night crew. Let's check in with the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
And this was a bizarre story. A woman has sued the cereal company Post for false advertising after she learned that they don't sweeten their Honey Bunches of Oats cereal with actual honey, right? That's not all. She also claims Captain Crunch never even served in the military. If this lawsuit puts Honey Bunches of Oats out of business, you know what that would make this woman? A serial killer.
All right.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Finally, a Thai woman was sent to the hospital yesterday after claiming she slipped and fell on a cucumber, causing it to end up inside of her. Said her husband, she's had a rough week. Just the other day, she slipped and fell on the mailman.
And finally... Oh, you enjoyed that one.
Oh, yeah, that was a keeper.
And maybe I should have closed with that. Well,
yeah.
We'll finish up with Lights Out with David Spade.
Disney and Mattel have teamed up to make Star Wars Barbie dolls. This is the closest guys who like Star Wars will come to holding girls who look like Barbie.
right.
All right. Entertainment news in the blur today, brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they fix ranges, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, dryers.
You bet.
You've got an appliance that needs help. This is who you call, Rachel or Terry. We'll get you set up for an appointment. Call them at 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843 Steve and Ted, girls, women, and technical work. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
And we'll also tell you about an earthquake in Reno County this morning. Big earthquake.
All right.
We'll have that information coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.